This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the circumstances of the crash of a Russian plane in a Russian border region, killing all 74 on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war.
Очевидно, що росіяни граються із життям.
Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast, "It's clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society." Russian officials accuse Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian POWs due to take part in a swap. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by U.S.-designated terrorist group Houthi assaults as U.S.-flagged vessels are attacked off Yemen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two U.S.-flagged vessels on Wednesday, traveling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. Officials with direct knowledge of the attack, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, identified the vessel as the U.S.-flagged Maersk Detroit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli tank attack on a United Nations center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians has killed at least 9 people and wounded 75 others in Gaza's second largest city, a senior UN humanitarian official said Wednesday.